Local Airs. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo, New FM.
Oh, welcome to Wednesday, Crevo.
Indeed.
The buttons aren't working this morning.
Actually, I watched you, press it, and you're like, I'll try pressing it a little bit harder.
And I
pressed it again.
And then I broke the button, probably. Maybe. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. You pressed it so many times, and you're like, oh, I've got to go to the backup of, clicking
it on the screen. Yeah.
Like an old school pleb.
Not ideal, but you know what? No. We'll work with it.
Yeah.
We'll work with it. How was your afternoon yesterday?
Oh, it was actually good. Yeah. Very nice. Such good weather at the moment. Oh, my God.
It's beautiful. I think we're getting rain, though, for the next couple of days.
Are we?
Yeah. Oh, kind of ruined
shame.
It. Yeah, sad.
Sorry. Well, that's burst my bubble.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But it was good. Yeah, just got out in the sun. I was out the back, had a little nap on the back deck
on
the day bed and stuff.
Got the Weber out or no?
Not
yesterday?
No, it's
maybe
the middle
today.
Of the week.
Maybe today. You've done it during the week before.
Yeah, I have. just not this time.
I got the cutest message yesterday. I'm going to do a humble brag here because I think I found a good one, Crevo, with the boyfriend. So I've been dealing with the cramps for the last few days to the point where I've just been in bed most when I get home from work.
Yep.
Get a message yesterday at 7 o'clock going, so might have pulled a quick one on you and men you logged you some food. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. You didn't have to do that. And he goes, apparently the guy's out the front chatting to some lady. I'm thinking, oh crap, he's talking to the landlord. I walk out, no. The boyfriend, he's gone to Cappadocia, picked me up chips and gravy, wanted to come in and watch a movie, and he bought me chocolate as well, one of my favourite chocolates. I'm like, oh my God, I picked the most perfect man in my life.
This is actually your dream scenario, isn't it?
Cute. I was dealing with all the cramps till last night, but we sat there and we watched Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, one of my favourite movies.
Yeah.
And ate chips and gravy from Cappadocia and I had chocolate. Like, come on.
This is, Meg, he's got ya.
I know. He knows how to make me happy. Let me tell you, food, chocolate and movies.
He's actually got a movie you've seen before.
Yeah. Well, he said he'd never seen it. I'm like, well, we'll watch it now.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because you'll be watching it again
probably.
At some point.
Well, the cinematography in the movie is actually quite good, and because he's a videographer, I thought he'd appreciate it. So,
wow, Meg.
Yeah.
I think.
But how bloody cute, though.
Yeah, oh, it's very cute.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole trick in you thinking he's out the front and all this sort of stuff.
I just saw him and I just saw that cheeky smile. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're my person. You're sweet.
He's got ya.
Yeah,
that's all I could say.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Has your partner ever done anything like that?
I remember once I was telling someone this story yesterday. I rocked up at the gym and I was giving him crap, and then he was like, oh, go away, I'm busy. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I went home, and then an hour or so later, there's a knock on the door and he turns up with flowers and goes, I'm sorry.
Aww.
I didn't mean to snap at you. And I'm like, oh,
you're
okay.
Forgiven. Flowers are everything forgiven, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet. Crevo, take a leaf out of
I've got to learn.
Books. Yeah.
Learn the tricks of the trade.
Do you ever get in trouble?
Yeah, flowers.
Yeah, exactly. Flowers
sorted.
And chocolate as well. Chocolate, FYI.
Chocolate will always work.
There we go. Actually, buttons don't work,
the buttons,
I think.
Don't work, Sonic! Oh, this is going to be... Oh, it's going to drive me insane.
Yeah, you got to click everything with the mouse. Oh, my God.
Oh, mate. Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM. Doing a first of all catch-up with Jess in minutes.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess. So, first up, we've got to talk about this power station, Lake Macquarie Council... looking to basically have a meeting to maybe slow down the shutdown, right?
Well, so Origin Energy is about to restart up its community forums, which they were holding before the COVID pandemic, ahead of the closure of Eraring Power Station, which now is in 2025. So basically, they're kicking these back off. The first meeting will be after Australia Day, and for the first time, Lake Macquarie Council will actually be a part of those community forums that are being run by Origin Energy. Councillor Jack Arncliffe is going to represent Council at that forum. There was talk talk last week that Origin Energy may be reconsidering their closure date of Eraring Power Station earlier this year. They did say they wanted to shut it early by August 2025, but now apparently they're saying that renewable energy infrastructure is just not coming online fast enough to be done and online in time for coal-fired power stations to shut. And it's not happening fast enough at all for when these power stations want to shut down. So they're going to be around for a bit longer, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. We all assumed Eraring was going to close down very soon.
Yeah,
well, it's meant to be 2025.
Yeah, we thought that was going to happen, but probably not.
Might be another year or two after.
Yeah,
by the sounds of things.
And Ben Simmons for the Brooklyn Nets, he exited the game.
Yeah, so,
against Orlando.
So Ben Simmons is a former Newcastle Hunters junior. He is playing overseas with the Brooklyn Nets at the moment, was that with the Philadelphia 76ers. He's been off the court for so long, from mental health issues to back problems. Now it's a knee problem that's giving him curry. So he left in the second quarter of the game and didn't come back on. So he's missed six games already due to this knee injury. Hopefully he will be back on the court, but it's just another thing going wrong for Ben Simmons. He's obviously a player who gets a lot of criticism for, you know, the fact that he barely plays a game. So
it's very similar, like, just putting it out there, to sometimes Kalen Ponga, because Kalen Ponga, something will happen he'll be off the field for a ridiculous amount of time, and then, but obviously I think it's a bit more hectic, because how many games do the NBA, like, teams play in one week?
There's so many, like the one tomorrow. There's one on Monday, there's one tomorrow, there'll be another one before the end of the week, and then on the weekend.
It's actually ridiculous how many games. I noticed this when I was over there, because I was looking at possibly going to like a Knicks game when I was in New York, and I'm like, why is there one on every night?
So many. Weird.
Yeah.
They play all the time, and then they're, you know, jetting around the country constantly as well.
Exactly. Well, fingers crossed he can recover, because he needs to get back on the court.
Yes, exactly.
Poor Ben Simmons.
Across Newcastle, Waking Up with Megan Crivo.
First nights we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
It's a common occurrence, Crivo, when you hit like 50. Some people like to have a sea change, maybe move from one place to another.
Yeah, that's right. They often try a new job, maybe.
Exactly. They change careers. And a lot of women these days are changing from whatever career they've got. Maybe they were a teacher, maybe they were a nurse, to sex work. Very interesting.
A lot.
It's actually happening. Like, we're talking like sex workers, strippers, all that kind of stuff. And it's actually a common occurrence for ladies over 50.
See,
there's demand for it.
I wouldn't have thought so. Mm. But there you go. We're learning together today.
Exactly.
And this show is all about education.
Absolutely. So I've got the details on some ladies over the age of 50 who have transitioned from their traditional career, if you will, to this new one.
You can just keep the nurse outfit.
Yes.
Because you'll be able to use that in the new job.
Exactly. They're living their best life, so you're going to get into the details. It's very interesting to have a career change later in life. But when your career change involves whatever you were doing prior to adult work.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
Your first big career, say.
Yes. Interesting over the age of 50. So some ladies have come out and basically shared their story. So you've got sexy Vanessa, right?
Okay.
She's 69 years old.
Oh, the sexiest age, some would say.
Exactly. So she started as like a showgirl back in Argentina in the 1970s, right? Came to America to become a proper dancer. She's actually classically ballet trained.
Wow,
to America, did her thing, and then what's happened is she started up an affair with one of the mayor.
Oh, really?
And unfortunately, the wife found out.
His wife found out who
was the sister of the president at the time.
Oh, geez.
So she got chased back to Argentina. Then she came back and started doing porn. Adult films.
At the age of 69.
At the age of 69.
Dinner
and you
for
know
two.
What? You know what? But apparently the young guys absolutely frother.
Wow.
100%.
Well,
really,
former showgirl.
Yeah, well, she's calling herself the original MILF. Which I love so much.
That's hilarious.
And then you've got Lady X, who is a reformed missionary. Right? She worked in an insurance firm for 19 years, then got divorced and thought, you know what? I'm going to give this a go. Absolutely loves it. Makes $300 per hour and sees up to 10 to 15 clients a week.
Wow.
And on some nights, she charges up to $700. She said, this is the best career change I've ever done. I want to say so much. You should try escorting. You will feel so much better about yourself because apparently it's built her confidence both, like, as a woman and sexually as well.
How old is she?
She is 58. She started this 2 years ago.
This is extraordinary because they're getting close to retirement.
They are.
Most people at that age, you go, you know what, that'll do. Mm,
would you retire if you were making $300 an hour?
Well, you'd really reconsider it, wouldn't
you? Probably not. And we'll wrap this up with, this is Bonnie. She's 54 from the Midwest in the USA.
Okay.
She started off as a masseuse when she was 18 years old, and now she became, after the age of 50, an erotic masseuse because she realized there was more money in erotic massage.
At her age?
Yeah, she settled down, got married, had a kid, blah, blah, blah. Had a full-time job in advertising as well as doing massage on the side as a side hustle.
Yeah.
Gave that all up after she turned 50, divorced her husband, and then became an erotic masseuse making $400 an hour.
Oh, my God.
Could
that
you imagine
is crazy.
Having that kind of career change?
Yeah. Well, Meg, has it given you an idea?
No.
When you turn 69?
No. No, I absolutely 100% do not judge any woman who does this. You do, you sister.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have the confidence to do it, personally.
Yeah, right.
That's just me. But you know what? You're making bank, babe. You do it.
They are making so much.
And I love these people, because some people think when you're past 30, you're past your prime. No, no, no. 50, 69, 58, and 54.
Jeez.
Career changes, make and bank.
Turn up to the appointment with a walker.
Yes. Exactly.
Jeez. All right. Look, we'll switch gears a little bit next, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know how there's like all of these protests going on in China?
Oh, yeah.
The government, of course, they hate it.
Yeah.
They're trying to hide everything.
Of course
right?
they are.
But the strategy they're using online, hilarious.
Okay.
We'll get into it next.
Details on the other side of the east.
Megan Prevost.
The Novos. So if you haven't seen the news at the moment, there's a lot of protests going on in China right
now.
It's
very interesting to watch.
Yeah, because they never allow protests to happen.
No.
The police just lock you up in jail for a long time straight away.
Yeah.
To try and counter the information around this, because they also have teams of people that monitor the internet.
Yeah.
And like delete posts when they don't like them and
causing
stuff.
Causing issues, etc.
Anywhere where there's protests, say there was a protest in a certain city, say Beijing.
Yeah.
Right? Anytime you search Beijing, instead of protest information coming up, they've just put heaps and heaps of fake escort ads on.
Okay.
So when you search like Beijing protest, like an escort ad comes up with a picture of a scantily clad woman.
Yes, okay.
So,
way to combat it.
The idea, I'm guessing, is they want to distract the men.
Absolutely.
So they just look at that and then forget
about what's going on in Beijing.
Forget what's
behind
happening.
Behind the scenes.
Exactly. But that just shows that the government there will go to any lengths to shut this stuff down.
Because it's the media is very, very controlled over
tightly
there.
Tightly controlled. And the internet, like you can't get your head around it here.
No.
But there is literally people looking over every single thing that's put on the internet.
Yeah. And if you're putting things on that are controversial, you can be arrested.
Yeah, straight away.
Simple as.
And they'll try and drown it out with all this.
Yes, very smooth tactic.
Quite smart, actually.
Bravo.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting because obviously the media isn't really reporting on it because they're probably not allowed to.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird situation, but this is something to watch
is all I'm saying. Sure.
Because it's... I've never seen anything like it.
So if you're ever booking a holiday to Beijing and you're constantly getting ads for escort services, you know why.
That's exactly why.
Typing it into Webjet. Oh, what is this? Who knows?
Be alert, not alarmed.
No.
They're local as. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear sh- in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
All right, ready to go soon for 5 in 10, but before we do, good morning, producer Tyler.
Hello.
Are you ready to take on a Wednesday?
I am, and from the outside, I look like I'm having a normal day, but deep, deep, deep down, my shoe is eating my sock.
Oh, I hate this.
And I can't fix it.
No.
What does that even mean?
Like, my sock keeps falling off inside my shoe.
Yeah, you got those little ankle socks.
I got little ankle socks on.
You know what?
It's the elastic gone.
So I've got to sit still or take my shoes off. And I'm not sure the last time the floors in this radio station were clean. So I'm very wary of that.
Do you have a spare pair of shoes in the car?
I don't.
Oh, see, I always keep a spare pair of sandals or something in the car.
Crevo, have you never been through this pain before?
No.
What?
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, so you get the little anklet socks and then the back of your shoe drags them down all the time.
And it eats them.
Pain in the ass.
Have you never worn invisible socks before, Crevo?
I don't think I have.
What kind of socks you got on now? Let's have a look.
Big long ones, big dad socks.
Yeah, like dad socks.
Golf socks.
Not golf ones.
Yeah, they're actual dad socks. Like, that's the stuff you get for Father's Day.
Maybe I need to start. I need to start rocking the dad socks.
You know what? I got some, just a FYI, there's socks, little anklet socks. They've got little bits of rubber.
Yeah, I got them. They're on.
How annoying would you rate this problem, Tyler?
It's easily a 7.5 out of 10. It's enough to ruin your day.
Yes.
See, I'm telling you.
I've never had that happen. So, you know, laugh at my socks all you will, but I've never had a 7.5 annoying day.
Maybe you are. You've got the right idea with the dad socks.
To be fair, fashion over comfort sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I always say.
Yeah, of course with your dad socks. Hey, we are playing 5 in 10 on the other side of this Crevo.
Yeah, we are. If you want to win yourself some free petrol, $50 worth right now, this is your chance. Here's the phone number. 4967-4105. I'll do it again. 4967-4105. If you want to play 5 in 10, you just name 5 things in 10 seconds from the topic we give you.
Yep.
And you win free petrol.
Easy as that.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Megan Crevo.
5
in 10. New FM.
It couldn't be any easier to win free petrol. In 10 seconds flat, you could be walking away with a $50 fuel card.
Easy, easy as. Let's spin the wheel to get today's category. All right, we have landed on arts and craft.
Ooh.
Are you the type of arts and craft person, Creeper? Do you dabble like painting or sewing or...
Bit of painting, don't mind that.
Have you got a sewing machine?
Haven't got a sewing machine.
Interesting.
Not my, really my area, but I appreciate it.
Yes, of course you do wear clothes, so of course you appreciate sewing in some capacity.
Not all the time.
Let's go to the phone. You know. Go to the phones.
Usually not at the beach.
No. Not even Speedos? You going to a nudist beach?
Well, why not?
Okay. Never thought I'd see the day you went to a nude beach. One opened in Bondi recently. You can go to that.
I did it. There you go.
Let's go to Belinda in the Dale. Hey, Belinda.
Hi, how you going?
Doing good. You ready to win yourself some free fuel?
I hope so.
Yeah, you are.
Have you ever been to
that'd be great.
Ever been to a nudist beach, Belinda?
No, I haven't. Oh, yes, I have a long, long, long time ago.
Oh, so did you get your kit off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
That's the way. All right. Your topic for arts and crafts is types of sewing stitches. Your time starts now.
Zigzag. Running stitch. Normal stitch. I've lost it.
Oh, you're doing so well. You want to roll there?
I know. Three won't cut it, though.
No, you need 5. Let's go to Joel in Madawi. Hey, Joel.
How you going?
Hey, good. Do you partake in arts and crafts on a regular basis, Joel?
All the time.
Of course you do. Nice. No doubt in my mind. Crevo, what is Joel's topic?
Your topic is things you'd find in an art studio.
Your time starts now.
Paintbrush, paint tray, paint holder, photo frames, tape frames.
That'll do it. You've hit 5 already.
You hit 5 already. You smashed it in 5 seconds. 5 things in 5 seconds, Joel. $50 worth of fuel coming in all the way.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Look at you, you legend.
How easy was that?
All painting-related stuff.
I know.
That's how you do it. You just stick to that one theme.
That's right.
That's
simple
the way to
that.
Do it. 5 and 10 back tomorrow. Hey, Krieger, you love an Aldi special buy.
I do.
You actually rushed to buy a dishwasher a couple of months ago from the Aldi.
A dryer.
What did I get sucked into? The cookware.
Cast iron cookware.
That's the one. I got sucked into the cast iron cookware. But a new item has hit the Aldi special buys that mums apparently are going crazy for.
Oh, it's sending them the MILFs wild,
it's
is
sending
it?
The MILFs wild, exactly. Details on the other side of these. Dirty, sexy money indeed being spent at Aldi for those special buys. We've all bought one at least once.
Oh, the dryer. Yeah. Me lining up, getting the last one on the floor. Oh, jeez,
that feeling.
It's an experience, I'll put it that way.
Especially when you've got to go to multiple Aldis to get what you want.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think you've done.
No, I haven't done that.
See, like, I love an Aldi special buy, and there was one in the recent catalogue that has sent, you called the MILFs, Crevo, into overdrive. So apparently all the mums, all the ladies are loving this. Now, it is a massager. You think maybe for your back, maybe for your feet. No, no, no. It's an all-round body massager.
Oh, is it now?
Now, having a quick look, it looks eerily similar to something you'd see at Sexpo. Let's be real. I think they've got the... Because I'm adamant that an Aldi special buy is like excess stock from other companies.
It's maybe, usually what it is, or other countries.
Yeah. So I've got a feeling that maybe these didn't sell that well at Sexpo, and Aldi just brought them up.
Scooped them in and gone, we'll rebrand it. Like, we'll cross out what it was really for and write on what it is in Texter.
Absolutely. Now, this was advertised in the recent Aldi catalogue next to a pair of silk pyjamas and an overnight hair mask on the subheading of this page of the Aldi catalogue. Treat yourself.
I like that because you put on the silk, you put on your silky pajamas.
Put your hair mask in.
Hang on, we're still slipping on the pajamas.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get the, put the pants on there, there you go.
Mm.
And then you grab your massager.
Yep.
And away your head.
Just for your neck and your feet and your shoulders and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. Your face.
Now, they are advertising it as an all over massager. So a commenter has replied, can it massage all body parts?
I would have thought so.
Asking for a friend.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be called the all-over massager. Yes. It would be called the most of the body massager.
Now, the reactions to this online, 200 comments, 400 other reactions. A lot of people just saying, grab a bargain. This is the cheapest I've seen these before. if you were to buy this similar product at maybe an adult store or
yeah,
maybe Sexpo,
what would that set you back, Meg?
You're probably looking at maybe $150, $200 for a good
jeez,
quality
really?
One.
Really?
These ones are going for a mediocre $49.99.
Oh, it's a bargain.
Absolutely.
About 30% of retail.
I am actually considering going to Aldi to see if there's any left.
Oh, just I would have thought they'd be snapped
that's
up in Mayfield.
That's what I thought. But there are plenty of Aldis around here.
Oh, yeah. Head you've over got, to Hamilton.
You've got Hamilton, you've got Mayfield, Newcastle, Charlestown, Glendale's gone, Edgeworth.
You just got to pick the least horny suburb, really, isn't it?
We
and
could
then
do,
you'll be finding plenty of stock left.
This is what we could do, finding which ones have the most stock, therefore the least horniest suburbs in Newcastle.
That's how you figure it out.
This is how we work
science.
It out.
It's just science, Meg.
But if you've bought one, happy times.
Yeah,
happy days for
enjoy.
You.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Join the old Australian truck drivers group. No gifts, no emojis, no icons. Uh-oh, I'm here.
The Novos. New FM.
All right, so this argument on a golf course down in Melbourne, it's like a very fancy one. They were having their big championship, and it's all been filmed, this big argument that went crazy viral.
Yeah.
Basically, they started screaming at each other, these two guys, and then it almost became physically violent. Mm. Here's a little sample. We've had to beep out a lot of
a lot.
But it gives you a taste of what went down.
Oh my God, this is actually ridiculous.
This is club championships.
Why are there people? I'm telling you, they're standing.
Why are you hitting up on us, you dumb?
I'm not hitting up on you.
Oh, where you now and there, you stupid.
Oh my God!
You shouldn't be walking down to stop me for having my hits.
Oh my God!
It's wild. One of the guys is 61.
Yes, this is not the language do you hear on a golf course?
You wouldn't have thought so. But this is, it's just
maybe a footy game?
Maybe. But maybe even then, it's pretty rough and out of sorts, right?
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to do here, though. What went wrong on the golf course?
Okay.
Because fights and arguments, that's one thing. But then you
broke
got,
your favourite club.
Well, that. But also you got stuff with the golf buggies.
Yes.
There's drinking involved, which I suspect may have been something to do with this.
Yes, there might have been a couple of crownies in there.
Yeah, because people love to have a few at the clubhouse, then hit the course.
Yeah.
This is what I want. 4967-4105. What went wrong on the golf course? Any matter of things. You're also out and about for the full day, you know, or half a day sometimes.
It's a long day.
It's a long day. Things can go wrong out and about. The best callers on air, if you've got a great story today, you go in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters at Sydney on us.
Summer kicks off tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You want to have one of these in your back pocket for the school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
4967-4105, what went wrong on the golf course?
Megan Prevost.
All right, on 4967-4105, what happened? What went wrong on the golf course after this fight broke out in Melbourne? They're all swearing and carrying on. It's just ridiculous. Somebody filmed it, of course, because it's 2022.
Borderline boxing match behaviour.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like something that might happen out of the front of a pub.
Yes.
You know?
That was the vibe I got. Closing time at the pub at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And two people.
Someone stole someone's cab.
Yeah, and then they go for it. You want to go, mate? And all that sort of gear.
Yeah, what went wrong on the golf course and... plenty of stories here, I can guarantee. Greenkeeper Pete, good morning.
Happy hump day, people.
Happy Indeed. Hump day. You would have seen a lot of stuff on the golf course, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. And I still can't believe you guys are talking about Granny's humping on hump day.
Well,
What else would you know us for? Come on, let's be real. That's what we're good at.
Love it.
What have you seen on the golf course?
Anyway, long story short, back in the 90s, a mate of mine buys this $1,000 driver, so God knows how much they're worth now.
Mm.
And we're out in the golf course and we come across a snake. Anyway, so this other mate's a bit of a Steve Irvin type cove. So anyway, he grabs his bloody new driver out of our mate's bloody bag, goes over and deals with this bloody snake. Yeah, goodbye, driver.
I was going to say, with the $1,000 driver.
Yeah, so the old mate, he was really ticked off for this $1,000 driver he's had for, like, 2 weeks type thing.
Oh, my God.
So I take it's all bent now, out of shape.
Well, it's a graphite shaft, so it snapped in half and, so it was a good night driver.
Oh, my God. Now, did he offer to pay for it, or he's like, no.
Yeah, no, we all chipped in and bought a new one for him. But, yeah, it was just quite funny that... yeah, he was rather ticked after the game, and we celebrated with a few lemonades, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Now, I've just done a quick calculation. You can Google this, of course. $1,000 in 1990. $2,300 today for one golf club. Are you kidding me, Pete?
You're shitting me, yeah. Something like Greg Norman, something sharp.
Yeah.
Or something
signature.
Like
are you still a keen golfer?
No, I've hardly played the last few years due to work and
right.
kids and all that sort of crap. And but really,
kids are a nightmare, aren't they? God, I hear you, Pete.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? Snakes and golf clubs don't mix. Apparently, thank you, Pete. Oh my God, $1,000.
You'd be fuming, wouldn't
you? You would be. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler?
Someone very questionable is coming on tour to Australia next year, and people are very confused as to why he's even bothering. I'll tell you who it is next.
Okay.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Okay, so someone's touring Australia. What? Who am I buying tickets for? Now everybody put your hands in
the air, play. Not this guy.
Get him out.
Apparently, cancel culture doesn't exist.
I don't
Chris
care.
Brown is coming and he's set to announce his first Australian tour since he pled guilty to assaulting Rihanna in 2009, I think it was.
I don't give two shits if you like his music. He is not to come. I cannot sing. He's an abuser.
Do you know what his tour is called? What? Under the influence.
No. You should have seen my face when I read this article 2 days ago. Holy no.
It's the first time.
No.
He's been allowed in the country since his visa was denied in 2015 on character grounds, you know, for being a complete POS.
Tosser.
It's the same Chris Brown who was accused of assaulting another woman in LA only last year.
Yeah.
The same Chris Brown who was held in custody in Paris in 2019 over rape allegations. And the same guy who had a restraining order out against him in 2018 for allegedly hitting a woman not just a year after his ex-girlfriend was granted a 5-year restraining order against him. So clearly, cancel culture doesn't exist in this world.
Here's my question. And is how has he washed himself clean of this?
I don't understand.
Apparently, he's been in chats with making sure that his visa is all good to go. So it's obviously been a work in progress that Australian officials are allowing. So
how the hell he's still relevant blows my mind. I know Rihanna, I think, has forgiven him and all that kind of stuff. I get that.
Yeah, but
It's not just her.
There's so many other women.
So many allegations against you. And the worst part is, Daily Mail reported on this a couple of days ago, and the comments were going wild. People going, I can't wait. Do you know anyone who's been through domestic violence? It is
absolutely.
And you're going to celebrate him? Absolutely not. Sorry, this makes me so bloody angry.
Anyway, that's all on that vlog. In way more exciting news, this girl is going to be all over the place next year. I just want to break the rules. Charlie XCX, of course, she's here for Mardi Gras Festival and World Pride next year.
Yes.
She's also been named on the For the Love bill. They've locked in a bunch of legends to hit the stage with Charlie XCX, Snake Hips as well.
Oh, how good.
Budra and Cosmos Midnight will all be here early next year. Unfortunately, not coming to Nui though, but it is kind of going down on either side of us in the Gong and the Goldie as well. So book yourself a little road trip.
I think so.
It's worth it.
Hell definitely. Yeah.
Spend your money on this festival and not that other idiot.
Don't. You know
what's
what?
His name again? Can't even remember.
Not worthy of this station, let me tell you. Nah.
For the Love Festival is very fun, though. We went to it up in the Goldie a few years ago. I think it was just before COVID hit.
Yeah.
And it just feels like you're on a beach living your best life with live music right in front of you.
How good.
Yeah, it's
that
very
is
exciting.
The life you want to live, for sure.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen,
yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
I love discovering weird and obscure things about the new boyfriend.
Yeah.
So over the weekend we went to see the Cause at Hope Estate, and luckily my sister offered to drive us in and pick us up, mainly because you get the buses in and all that kind of stuff. If you need to stop on the way home to go to the loo or get food or whatever, you can't do it.
No, you're on the bus.
Exactly. You gotta stay on the bus basically. And so my sister's like, because we had a couple of drinks, he had some wines, I had some vodkas, and she's like, oh look, I'll stop it at Macca's on the way home. I'm like, yes, you will. Macca's on the way home from a gig after a couple of drinks. Great. So I've stopped in. I grabbed, of course, nuggets and chips because delicious when you, had a couple of drinks. He had a couple of wines, right? And he goes and gets a McFlurry.
That's a weird choice.
Right after wine? I thought that was a little bit odd.
That's a really weird choice.
Yes. 4967-4105. What's the weird thing that you eat when you're drunk? Because ice cream, I never thought would be on the menu, especially after wine. I'm not a wine drinker, but I don't think those two would go together.
No, there's something about it's too sweet.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Yeah.
For me, okay, this is my when I'm really drunk and I don't want to be hungover the next day meal.
Yeah.
Right, I get home.
Mm.
I put on a pot of rice.
Yeah.
Get that cooked up really well.
That's a lot of effort.
Just hang tight.
Yeah, okay.
And then I get a can of plain tuna. Mix it up with the Kewpie mayo. So you've got a tuna mayo that you might find in a sushi roll or whatever. And then it goes with this little Indian garlic pickle. The three of those things together. It sounds crazy, but it tastes unbelievable.
So much effort.
15 minutes or so, it's all done.
Yeah, when you're drunk, no way.
Yeah, but there's something about it. I don't know where I even came up with this meal.
It's probably all you had in the cupboard one day after a night out, and you're like, that'll do.
And it was amazing, and it's my go-to.
Okay, 4967-4105, the weird things you eat when you're drunk. Can you beat a McFlurry and a weird tuna rice combination?
Or maybe it's your partner, dob them in.
Yeah, every caller who gets to air in the draw for family passes to Raging Waters in Sydney. Summer is tomorrow, just around the corner. Get involved. The weird things you eat when you're drunk, 4967-4105.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yep, asking on 4967 4105 the weird things that you eat when you're drunk. So we went to Overstate on the weekend, stopped it at Macca's on the way home. Chips and nuggets for me, standard, right?
Normal, fried food, that's
exactly.
The go-to, yeah?
Soak up all the alcohol. The boyfriend had a couple of wines, got a McFlurry, thought it was weird.
I think that's weird to have ice cream to try and soak up the alcohol. It doesn't do any soaking, I would have thought.
If anything, it's just going to mix with the wine and be disgusting. Like,
dairy in
I know spiders are a thing where you mix the ice cream in with a soft drink.
But not with
a wine. So when my best mate and I used to come home from a night out,
yeah.
There were two things we'd always have. One of them was either 2 minute noodles, Oriental in particular. Don't know why. And the other was the most lamest thing in the world. So we get a dinner plate, stack it with like Doritos.
Yeah.
Chuck the salsa on top all around, like the Doritos salsa.
Yeah.
Chuck cheese on it and then chuck it under the grill.
Oh, this is like the old like sort of instant nachos kind of thing.
Yeah. So we used to do that and then we used to get in the shit off his mum all the time because we'd pass out after we finished eating it and not put the dish back in the sink and soak it, and the cheese would congeal and stick.
Oh, no.
And because it was under the grill, the cheese would actually burn onto the plate.
Oh, my God. And then you've got the whole thing. Somebody has to scrub it in the morning,
exactly.
And everyone's hungover.
And you know what? We're hungover, so it wasn't us.
All right. I wanted to chat. What was I going to say? Oh, my friend, his go-to. You know how to talk about the two-minute noodles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He used to get the mee goreng, and then he'd put it, like, cook it all, get rid of any of the water,
yeah.
And then put it into a cheese toastie.
What?
Yeah, so it was like a mee goreng toasty. He swore by it.
That's a bit weird.
Too much like moisture in there, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
No thanks. Not for me.
Nah, exactly. Hey, you know, we love an Elon Musk story
on this show. Human in the entire world.
He's creating a new product, and I think it's going to be a game changer up next.
Okay, details on the other side of this.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
So I think it was last week on the show, Meg, I drew attention to the giant mystery pole at Market Town.
Yeah, the wooden pole just standing there fenced off.
Fenced off, so many wires going up to it, and then just one tiny antenna on the top. Like, what is it? We put it out there. Luckily, a lot of listeners got in touch.
Yep.
And apparently, it's a big old stink pipe.
Yes.
From underground.
Yeah. It's been there for like 100 years.
Yeah. And anyway, I must have brought attention to this pole.
Ah.
Because there's a big update on the giant-ass pole of Market Town. Right?
Yep.
A big update.
Okay.
After 100 years.
And I wonder why.
It's all because I brought attention
to it.
Exactly, right. So Elon Musk has had another tanty. Basically, there was chatter around like Android and iPhones getting rid of Twitter because he's just making so many crazy changes.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I don't know.
So they get rid of the app.
Well, this is the sort of the area they were talking about.
Yeah.
He's then had chucked a tanty and said, well, if you get rid of it, I'll make my own phone.
This is the kid who used to cry wolf at school all the time.
It's really like grabbing your bat and ball and going home sort of stuff, isn't it? Anyway, so he hasn't released any info about it, but he's like held up pictures of a prototype. Like, I could make a phone. I'm just letting you all know.
Well, he made a car, so.
It's possible. Oh, it's well and truly within the realm of something he could do.
Absolutely.
This is what I reckon it would be like, though. So it'll be 10 times the price.
Of course.
Because you think about his shot glasses. Remember we talked about that?
$75 or whatever it was.
A normal shot glasses, maybe
$7. Yeah, is that?
His one, $75, 10 times. So a good phone now is like $1,200, right?
Roughly.
So does that mean his will be 12,000 because 10 times the price.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it'll have his smiling face all over the advertising so people will buy it.
And it will also have, like, pre-installed apps that you can't get rid of, Twitter being one of them.
Definitely. That'll be the only one,
and
it'll
go, you can't download Facebook.
No.
Can't download Instagram. Absolutely not. They're part of the metaverse. No, thank you.
Twitter only. Then the other thing that'll happen is the release date will always be next year.
Yes.
So I've been waiting for, this is one of the things I would love to buy in my lifetime, the Tesla Ute.
Yeah.
It's got the Cybertruck. Yep. The one that looks like a toy car that someone made up.
Yep.
But that one, okay, here's this is the actual scheduled release dates that have been out so far. 2021, came and gone. Not out. 2022, come and gone.
Nearly over.
2023, they're now saying unlikely. 2024 even may be unlikely. So you're looking at 2025.
Also, the wait list to get on for any Tesla these days is quite long.
Insane.
So imagine having to be on a wait list for a phone.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I usually buy a phone when my old one breaks. I don't want to wait 5 years to get it. The other thing I reckon it'll have is a ridiculously large screen.
Yes.
Like, have you seen the screens in a Tesla?
It's pointless.
It's more screen than dashboard. It's too big.
It is.
I don't need a 50-inch flat screen in my car.
No. Or in your back pocket.
No, because it won't fit. I already have trouble fitting. Phone's already too big,
in my opinion. You know what it'll be? You know how you got that flip fold-out phone now?
Yeah.
It'll be, because that one flips up. It'll flip up and flip out.
Like a four.
Like a map.
Like an origami.
Yes. It'll be an origami phone for the screen.
Because it'll be so big and ridiculous. I don't think this is going to be a hit.
He's not going to do it. He's threatening it. He's having a tantrum, as you said.
Yep.
Nah, mate.
Throwing his toys out of the toy box and saying, this is how things are.
I will do it my way. Well, you can do it your way, but no one... There'll be a handful of people who are Tesla obsessed.
That will buy
the phone.
Yeah.
But
the rest of us
won't. Know what? You'll go to Optus, put it on a 36-month plan, what, $400 a month?
Yeah, nobody wants that.
No, because you're not paying $12,000 for a phone. I'll stick to my iPhone. Thank you very much.
Insane. Yeah. I don't think he's going to do it because, like I said, I don't think he's got the... Like, it's too much of a tantrum.
Well,
he's having a fit.
Mate, he's been caught crying in the toilets at Twitter. So, can someone just ask him if he's all right?
Well, that's a good question.
Good idea.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
All right, so no one had ever heard of this big old pipe / post in the middle of Market Town. No one knew what it was for.
Until you brought it to our attention.
I brought it up and I said, what is this giant pole thing in the middle of there?
Yeah.
A lot of people were having their guesses.
Yes.
Speculating. Then we had a couple of people say, I think it was through Instagram,
Yeah, it was on our story. @thenobos_.
It's a stink post from the treatment plant underground or nearby or whatever.
Yeah.
And this thing is very, very old.
Very smelly, too.
I didn't know this till you brought this up. You're like, that makes sense. That's why Markets Town stinks like a wet armpit.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of the apartment complexes around town don't like it.
Well, they catch a whiff of it. And they're like, what is that? Fart gas. Well, it's actually fart gas, and that's what it is. Anyway, because I brought this up, it seems like they're going to spend $5 million upgrading it. All because I brought this up.
I know, right?
Allegedly.
Look at you doing a public service for the people of Newcastle.
Well, apparently it's going to be a big old modern stink pipe then, and it'll be all fancy and new.
In other words, what they're going to do is employ some graffiti artist to make it look fancy.
I think they're putting
$5 million.
They're putting a new one in.
It'll be like $1 million for that, and then $5 million or $4 million for the art.
Well, hey, it's worth it if it makes it look better.
Put a fancy art installation around it or something like that.
Oh, a bunch of mini pipes in a circle, like some sort of, you know, good luck circle or something.
Maybe you need to design something to go on the outside, Crevo, because
good idea.
We do know the council does love to spend money on random architecture.
The Crevo shop logo.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if I want to be associated with the stink pipe, but I do I do like the public big, you know, very big location.
Worst comes to worst, just have your logo colours, maybe.
That's a possibility. Anything to get attention to Crevo's on Clyde Street
this
if you're wanting
true.
A Persian rug or
exactly,
a
some
good
fancy
deal.
Antiques.
Some, yeah, come and see us.
Yeah, new items up on the Facebook page. Well, to be fair, because you go to Honeysuckle Ride,
yeah.
You've got those random little installations with the lights.
And what's the go with those, like, things that you tie ships onto, the metal ones?
They're
in a circle down at Honeysuckle.
They've
got like 20 of them.
Oh, like the, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is the go with that?
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. They love random architecture.
They do.
So maybe they will, this is my theory. They'll spend the $1 million fixing it and the $4 million will be, actually, sorry, no. $1 million on that, $3 million on public consultation, $1 million on the architecture.
On the artwork that goes nearby.
They'll do a $3 million 2-year consultation.
I'm just glad I've caused all this money to be spent.
Our council's great. I don't know what you're talking about.
All I'm glad is I've caused all this money to be spent.
Yes.
Because I brought attention to it.
Well, since you have done that, the least they can do is some advertising for Creepos.
Oh, exactly.
Or New FM.
Yeah, we'll take either.
Yeah.
New FM preferred even.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, on the other side of this, love it or loathe it, Tyler's going to come to the table with a daily topic. Creepo and I decide whether we love it or we loathe it in 3 seconds flat. We're doing it next. I don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Yeah, producer Tyler comes to the table with a daily topic. 3 seconds, Crevo and I decide whether we love it or we loathe it. What have you got for us this morning?
A barbecue chook.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, love it.
Love it, yeah.
How can
good.
You not?
Have you guys ever heard of it called the Bachelor's Handbag?
Sure
yeah,
have.
Of course.
Well, how good.
It has officially been voted the Macquarie Dictionary 2022 People's Choice Word of the Year.
How about time.
It's a great so name good. For it, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Absolutely it is. And, like, it's just the simplest of things. You know, because my partner Marcus works at Woolies, obviously.
Mm. Yeah.
The amount of times he will see someone walk up to that chook warmer and go, "Why cook when you can just get a chook?"
Exactly.
And walk away.
Yes.
Don't even get one.
My favourite thing was when I used to work at like Coles or Woolies and I did a late night shift. And
do you get the leftovers?
The reduced chickens. Oh. Best thing ever. Go to get the fresh bread rolls.
Yeah.
That gravy, best thing in the world.
That's literally my go-to hangover meal as well, is a fresh bread roll with some cooked chook and gravy.
Absolutely.
It's pretty good.
And it's one of those things as well, because I'm not the biggest fan of coleslaw, but on a roll with
the
roast
so
chook,
good.
There's something about it.
Other contenders making the People's Choice shortlist included Goblin Mode, which was made famous by Julia Fox when she revealed the reason she and Kanye West broke up was because he didn't like it when I went Goblin Mode, quote.
What is Goblin Mode?
Don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Okay,
don't want to know.
Goblin.
Wow, most likely the case.
Must
and
be
if you
it.
Didn't like it, there's a concern.
Well, indeed.
The other one was Nepo Baby. Of course, a little shout out to all the antics of celebrity children like Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah.
The word teal was named as the overall committee's choice word of the year for its role in the most recent Australian federal election, where teal independents were just everywhere. So you've got to respect the Macquarie Dictionary for moving on with the times.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, you have to.
All the staff should totally reward themselves with a Bachelor's handbag.
Absolutely.
And a Mayfield briefcase.
Yes. Out of curiosity, Woolies versus Coles for the roast chook. Where are we going?
Well, I got to go Woolies.
Of course you do. You've got an allegiance.
Never tried a Coles one.
You know what? Whoever's got the reduced to clear.
<That's what I mean. laughs> We'll leave it at that. They're local airs.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You have answered the age-old question, does a bear sh- in the woods?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
All right, I don't have the sound effect for this, but whoop, whoop, free fuel alert.
Yes, excellent.
We need to make one.
I know we do. We do.
We're playing Would I Lie to You up next. Basically, you have to play human lie detector. Creevo's going to be holding an item. I'm going to be holding an item. Only one of us, though, is telling you the truth.
The other will use, like, trickery to make you think it's true. Maybe, like, you know, doing sound effects or
filthy,
describing
dirty
things.
Dirty tactics.
Yeah, dirty tricks.
Exactly. If you can guess who is telling the truth, you're walking away with a $50 fuel card. How bloody good.
Brilliant.
If you want to play, 49674105. The number again, 49674105. Very easy game. 50-50 chance of winning, of walking away with the $50 fuel card. Not to mention, best callers today go in the draw for the Raging Waters Sydney tickets.
You could double up and win twice.
You could double up on prizes today. How good. 49674105.
The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Would I lie to you, baby? Would I lie to you?
Very simple premise of this game. Crevo is holding an item. I'm holding an item. We're both going to try and convince you we are holding the correct item.
The real thing.
One of us is going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Going to be an old, dirty, filthy, big liar.
Yeah.
You've got to guess who is lying, who is telling the truth. Very easy. Up for grabs today, a $50 fuel card, which is pretty good.
Oh, this is great. So, obviously, it's pretty much 50-50 chance at the fuel.
Yeah.
Everyone wants free petrol. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
All right, we're going to Caleb in Elibana. Hey, Caleb. Hey, how you going?
Good, yourself?
Doing really, really well. How was your Wednesday looking so far?
Oh, living the dream.
Living the dream. What do you do for work, Caleb?
Carpenter.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. $50 worth of fuel definitely
always
will come in
comes
handy.
In handy.
All right, well, Crevo is holding an item. I am holding an item. Who would you like to go first?
Go with you.
All right, cool. So I've been doing a lot of fake tanning at home lately, and I've got to keep my hands moisturised. So what I've done is I brought moisturising cream into the studio in between breaks. So I've brought in the Sukin Signature Hand and Nail Creams, one of those pump bottles, 125ml. It's got vitamin E and baraga oil, aloe vera. We'll bring this music down. We'll drop it on the table because it's quite a big 125ml bottle. Beautiful. Mm. And it's got the pump thing on it as well, because much easier in between songs to do the pump. So we'll
turn
pump
the music
a little bit,
right down.
Turn a little bit of pump.
Oh, you can't
hands,
hear anything because it's fake, Caleb.
There, you can hear that all squishy on my hand. Smells beautiful. Aloe vera. I love it. All right.
Caleb,
I've got some hand cream. Crevo, what's that fake item you've got there?
Caleb, are you accustomed to hearing the sound of moisturiser on hands?
Oh, possibly.
Yeah, well, he's a carpenter.
Yeah.
Keep those hands nice and supple.
Nice and moist.
Yes.
All right. So, obviously, that's fake. What I've got here, Caleb, do you remember a product called the Snake Light?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was from Black & Decker, right, back in the day, and it sort of like had a torch at one end, then a flexible bit, then the battery compartments. Do you remember it, yeah?
Yep.
So what I've got is one of those, straight out of 1995.
I don't even think they sold those in Australia. What are you talking
about?
No,
they did. Of course they did. Everyone,
no.
The snake lights were a big thing, Meg. Nah. You don't remember,
no.
So you don't know. But it was one of those things you could sort of bend it around, you know, a pole or stand it up so you could work on stuff. I've got one of those. So in the middle, it had this, like, flexible hose. I'm going to run my finger down it, and you'll be able to hear the sound of it. Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That's the middle part, right? And then I've got the battery compartment, so I'll open that for a bit of, you know, sound and action. That's the battery compartment. And then here's the switch. Ready? Very chunky, 90s-sounding switch.
All right.
I have in my hand the Black & Decker Snake Light in red.
And I've got the Sukin Signature Hand and Nail Cream. Clearly the right option. What do you think? Have you got any questions for Crevo or I?
Nah, I'm pretty confident.
Oh, you are? Okay, take a guess. Who is holding the real item?
I think Crevo.
100%
yes.
Correct. Got my hands on a snake light. And if you want to buy a retro snake light in red, you can get it. Crevo's on
Clyde
Street.
Yeah, you can.
Street.
I've just been holding the thing of hand sanitizer.
You found in the studio.
And you know what? It doesn't smell like aloe vera, and I'm very disappointed
it smells
in that.
Gross.
$50 worth of fuel coming your way.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations, Caleb. How good.
Caleb, the human lie detector.
Yes.
And lives and breathes. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Demois is back sharing some very personal intel on certain celebrities, and this time it's just weird, so I'm going to reveal all next.
Okay.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? What have you got for us up first?
So Demois has shared more celebrity intel, this time about all the weird, wonderful things that celebrities like to eat, which I always find so fascinating because they're like so out of our own reach.
Yeah.
So it's just very interesting to know what they eat in their spare time, right?
Yeah.
Up first, Rami Malek enjoys little glass jars of baby food as an grown adult.
This used to be a trend back in the early 2000s, I think, with Jennifer Aniston, baby apples, all that kind of stuff.
So bizarre, though, right?
Baby apples,
I'm
though,
sure.
are delicious.
Are they, though?
Yes. Just like, it tastes like applesauce.
Like,
so
you mean
good.
Apple food?
Yeah,
like
baby food. And it's pureed apple. It's delicious.
Honestly, there are so many better things to be getting off the supermarket shelf
yeah,
than not baby food.
You know what? Try it. Just try
no,
it.
No, thanks.
Trust me, I'll bring some in.
Camila Cabello eats a banana with every single meal.
Okay.
That's weird.
I'd fill you up. Her potassium levels would be through the roof, right?
A lot of carbs in bananas.
Samuel L. Jackson is a sucker for Australia's finest bottle of Bundaberg ginger beer.
I thought you were going to say meat pie.
I thought you were going to say Bundaberg rum.
Even better. Loves the ginger beer. Tay Tay's is the weirdest. Are you ready? Pineapple with salt on top. That sounds forbidden to me.
It sounds weird, but I understand it. Salted caramel's a thing.
Emmy likes it.
Does she? Yeah. I've never heard of it before.
I'm like, when she cuts up pineapple, I'm like, I'm having mine separate. Yes. You're not salting my pineapple.
So have you tried it?
Yeah, bizarre. Gross.
Not a fan?
Nah.
Okay.
No, thanks.
Yeah, but then do you like pineapple on a pizza, Crevo? Because, I mean, that's salty, right?
I don't mind it.
See, I don't like pineapple in general.
Zac Efron, he revealed, obviously, because he's like a fitness buff, he likes liver and bone broth. Gross. But also loves to order chicken fingers from the kids' menu every now and then. So bless him.
Mix it up.
Buff conscious and also loves a nug.
How does he get away with that? Because I've tried to order from the kids' menu before and they're like, no, you're too old.
You're not under 12.
And you know what? When you get like kids' nuggets and kids' chicken fingers and whatnot, you get ice cream with it too.
Yeah.
Let me order it.
You had a hack actually, Meg, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, my hack with that is I order on Uber Eats and they don't check.
Smart.
If you're under 12.
Smart.
You can order from the kids' menu.
Yes.
There's so many good deals.
Yeah, because how do they not know that you're not just ordering?
Yes,
for the
I definitely
kids
have children at home.
Yeah, of course.
100%.
And to wrap this up, for those who were desperate to know, Harry Styles loves a pickle. So much so that he takes pickles and beans on tour with him. And also apparently obsessed with peas. It's just classic British behaviour, isn't it?
I don't want to share a hotel room or a tour bus with him.
I'd 100% share a pickle with Harry Styles.
Because he's veggie, isn't he? Veggie or vegan?
Yeah, I think he's veggie. Someone once threw a chicken nugget at him on stage and he was like, I won't eat it. I don't eat chicken.
Come here and, you know, have a pickle.
Yeah.
Have my pickle.
Well, he's single now.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Everyone can share a pickle
with Harry
Styles.
I'll have Harry Styles pickle, thank you.
Any day?
Very much. Any day.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Straight after us, we're going 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
And the Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber.
Did you know Charlie Puth wrote this?
I did not.
No.
I found that out yesterday. Interesting little tidbit.
Just learning things on a Wednesday morning, aren't we?
That's what we do here.
Also this.
Oh, how good.
Love this song.
Banger Central, Destiny's Child.
Of course. I will never forget when, of course, Beyonce did Coachella.
Yes.
And then Kelly and Michelle came out to this. Oh, my God. It's forever burnt in my brain. And also, of course, they're back, baby.
Cracker.
Yes.
One of their best. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Meg's favourite.
Yeah, absolutely. Newcastle's block of ad-free music. One of 105 minutes commercial free. Hitting your radios after 9 o'clock.
That it is. Next, though, on 4967-4105, did you lose something at Panic? Thought it'd been lost, stolen, strayed, etc., but it was just at home.
Yeah.
Just right where you left it. This is the area we moved into because a story developed yesterday about an ex-NRL player, Mark Glanville.
Yeah, for the Knights.
He'd feared that he'd lost his treasured 1997 premiership ring.
Yeah, so he donated a bunch of stuff to Salvo's.
Because he was moving house.
Yeah.
And he put stuff in a bag and that bag's to take to Sally's, right? Took it down there.
Mm.
He's got, oh my God, I think the ring was in that bag.
Yep.
He's put out a plea.
Offering like a reward, everything.
Even got in touch with the police.
Yep.
And said, if it's found and brought back, I'll give her a reward. Turns out, was just at home all along.
Oh, imagine having wake up post.
And that phone call to the police. Cancel the reward, guys.
Yeah, the reward's for me now.
Exactly. So this is what we want to do. Did you lose something and panic? But it was just at home.
4967-4105. Best callers today in the draw for Family Pass to Raging Waters in Sydney. 4967-4105. We're taking your calls.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Oh, so such an embarrassing moment because he thought he'd lost his NRL...
Newcastle Knights 1997.
Premiership ring.
These things are coveted, let me tell you.
I know, because he could only win one by getting a premiership.
Yeah.
So Mark Glanville, he thought he'd lost it by, like, throwing it in the donation bag for the Salvos. Anyway, it turns out it was just in the other bag.
Yep.
It was fine.
All for days.
Not... not lost. Had to call the police and cancel the report.
Yep. Oops. There's a big oops.
Oh,
big
my God. So wrong, embarrassing. Mate. So, we're doing here. What did you think you'd lost? But, oh, it was just at home.
I'm going to Shane in Farley. Hey, Shane.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, good. What did you think you lost, but it was at home all along?
Well, between house keys, car keys, and my wallet, it's an either three, and it's a frantic search everywhere.
Always. So, I've been thinking getting like an AirTag or something like that for Apple. How often are you losing your keys, like on a weekly basis?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Oh my God.
I've even left my work key to my locker at work, and I had to ask one of my coworkers if they found it. They go, "Is it on a blue lanyard?" I'm like, "Yes." And they go, "Yeah, we found it."
No,
I'm
we
like,
found it.
Awesome. It's in your locker.
So you're leaving the house keys.
That's where I thought it was, but it was actually fell out of my pocket and was in the produce section at work.
Oh, there you
you're
go.
A big key loser,
mate. We all do it, but not once a week.
No, definitely not.
Not like Shane. No. Let's go to Kylie in North Rothbury. Hey, Kylie.
No, you got Sharon.
Sharon. Sorry, Sharon. What did you think you lost?
My mother gave me a bracelet about 30 years ago that my father had given her that had rubies and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd lost it. She went off at me, as you do.
As you do, irresponsible children.
About three, 4 months ago, we actually helped her move out. And she found it in the back of her wardrobe.
So she's going off at you and it was at her place?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
All this time. And how did she react?
Guess what I found?
Do you get an apology?
Yeah.
Oh, good. As long as you got good. The apology, that's
Thank
the main
God.
Thing.
Mums, though, am I right?
Yeah.
It can be a right pest.
Yeah.
Who do we have up next?
We've actually got Kylie North Hey, Kylie.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, what did you lose, but you didn't actually lose?
So, I lost my Pandora bracelet.
Right. Yeah.
Habit of it falling off my arm. So, yeah. I thought, no, I left it in the kitchen. We did kitchen renovations. I checked garbage bins. I checked trailers. Everything. Found it 4 years later down beside the couch.
Oh, so you just dropped it off on the couch. Classic.
Oh, dear.
Let's
okay.
go one more. Let's yep. go one more. Katie is in Cardiff. Tell us, what did you think you lost but it was just at home?
Well, we made it all the way to Sydney for a Soundwave concert and I left my ticket at home. We got all the way home to get it and it was in my bag the whole time.
Katie, this is my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God. Everyone was off it because my husband had to come all the way back down to get it. All the way back up, and then I was looking everywhere, and I was like, I might just double check my bag, and it was there, and everyone was like, are you serious?
How many bands did you miss?
We didn't, thankfully, because we left super early.
Good.
But still, let's not forget about the 4, 5, 6 hours of extra travel that you had to endure. And all your friends.
Quality time spent.
There you go.
Memories were made.
No stress at all, Katie. Thank you. Oh, that's actually my worst nightmare.
I forgot my ticket. You go all the way home and then it's in your bag. Awful.
Well, the thing you don't want to leave behind is if you win a family pass to Raging Waters in Sydney. We do have that up for grabs for the best caller of the day. We're going to draw that next.
Slide into Raging Waters Sydney. Tickets and season passes at ragingwaterssydney.com.au. Win with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
A day out with the fam, Raging Waters in Sydney. Summer is literally just around the corner, tomorrow.
It doesn't get any better than this. Basically, you could be there with your whole family on us.
We've got tickets up for grabs right across the workday, but the family pass we have up for grabs is for the best caller every day. Now, it doesn't matter when you get involved in the show. It could be at 5 o'clock in the morning, or it could be less than 10 minutes ago when we talked to Katie.
Tell us, what did you think you lost but it was just at home?
Well, we made it all the way to Sydney for a Soundwave concert and I left my ticket at home. We got all the way home to get it and it was in my bag the whole time.
Katie, this is my worst nightmare.
Oh my God, everyone was off it because my husband had to come all the way back down to get it. All the way back up, and then I was looking everywhere and I was like, I might just double check my bag and it was there and everyone was like, are you serious?
Oh, Katie, guess what? You're going to Sydney again, but you're going for Raging Waters.
Woo!
Well done.
Don't forget your tickets.
Yeah, don't forget my tickets. You know what? Print, if you can photocopy them or something.
Make a couple of copies.
Take a copy for home and the handbag, just in case. And maybe one in the beach bag.
It's time to share the PTSD with the next generation. Yes. Yeah, pass it on to the kids.
Well, I was going to say, it's digital tickets all the way, though, these days.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Enjoy that school holidays. As I said, just around the corner, Raging Waters in Sydney. A slide into Raging Waters Sydney, New South Wales' largest water park with over 40 rides, slides and attractions. There is something for all thrill levels. Shop tickets at ragingwaterssydney.com.au. Hey, 105 minutes commercial freeze on the way with Tyler.
A brand new song from Lil Nas X is getting his first spin this morning. We'll never see you sober,
raise it to the moon. How good.
So Lil Nas X has been named president of League of Legends. I don't know what that is.
It's a game.
Big game. Yeah. So really? With that, he's written a new song and this is it.
How good.
Yeah. It's a very different sound from Lil Nas X, isn't it?
Feeling it.
It's like a slow build.
Yes.
Right? Also this. Classic 90s.
You know, they did a version of this on Sesame Street with Elmo.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's called All About That Pride.
Oh, that's cute.
It's actually cute.
That's
AF.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And also this, like you said, Meg, one of the hottest songs in the world right now. It's just,
for me,
it's
just dirty pop.
It is.
Dirty, filthy pop that I can get behind. Sam Smith, Unholy. It's so great. 105 minutes commercial free. It's hitting your radios in minutes. Enjoy your Wednesday, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye. Show's done.